training new MS specialists. To encourage young neurologists and physiatrists to specialize in MS, the Society has awarded 5 clinical care physician fellowships. MS care and research both begin with the encouragement and training of young doctors and nurses. Today's recipients of Society fellowships in research, clinical care, and nursing will soon bring their expertise to people with MS. More nursing fellows than ever. This year, there are 7 John Distal nursing fellows, up from only 2 nurses a year previously. While it's not yet 1,000 MS nurses, the vision of Oscar Distal, the father of John Distal, in whose honor the program was founded in 2002, it is certainly on its way. This year, there's a great variety of nurses from different settings, said Dr. Nancy Holland, the vice president of clinical programs, citing recipients in 7 states. Carolyn Jones, RN/MN, plans to become a liaison between the Augusta MS Center and physicians in the South Carolina countryside. One of her goals is to increase the number of MS support groups in rural areas. For more information about the John Distal Nursing Fellowship, visit nationalmssociety.org/distal. Training MS Specialist Physicians. To encourage young neurologists and physiatrists to specialize in MS, the Society has awarded 5 clinical care physician fellowships. In the 12-month program, fellows do new patient consultations and follow-up evaluations under the supervision of an experienced MS specialist physician. They participate in a multidisciplinary team and attend lectures and professional meetings as part of their training. For more information on clinical care physician fellowships, visit nationalmssociety.org/PRC. Encouraging young researchers. Jai S. Paramal, MD, is using a new technique to measure and compare optic nerve damage in African Americans and Caucasians with MS. Lahar R. Mehta, MD, is exploring memantine, a medication used for Alzheimer's symptoms, as a potential treatment for spasticity. As research possibilities in MS continue to expand, so does the need for young researchers, like Drs. Paramal and Mehta, who are this year's recipients of the Sylvia Laurie Physician Fellowship Award. Since MS is so highly variable, clinical trials of therapies for MS are complex. To conduct them, researchers need expertise and knowledge. This award helps young researchers acquire these skills under the supervision of established MS investigators. For more information about the Sylvia Laurie Physician Fellowship Award, visit nationalmssociety.org/Laurie Fellowship. Meet Yolanda Harris. Yolanda Harris, ASN, BSN, MSN, is a first in more ways than one. She is the first John Distal Nursing Fellowship recipient to specialize in pediatric MS care. She's also the first African-American recipient of the fellowship, which pairs a nursing fellow with an experienced MS nurse at an MS clinical facility. In fact, Harris says she is lucky to have 2 mentors, Willie Watley, RN, MSCN, BSN, and Beverly Layton, RN, CCRC, MSCN. Harris is training at the newly established Pediatric MS Center of Excellence at the University of Alabama and the Associated MS Center. Once she has completed her training, she will be one of a select few experienced pediatric MS nurse practitioners in the United States. "I've seen how chronic illness impacts not only the child, but the entire family," said Harris, who worked as a pediatric nurse for 8 years. She hopes to become one of the leading people doing research and finding ways we can enhance the care of our patients. Eventually, she would like to mentor other nurses interested in pediatric MS. As technology improves, diagnoses will increase and more nurses will be needed in this area, she observed.